closer.
Le silence est un luxe rare.
What up, though? It's your boy, Mr. Slay. Welcome back to another episode of the TAGT Show / WFLNT Radio Channel 810.5 on your FM dial. Y'all clap it up. Today is Thursday the 14th. It's about 78 degrees here in Atlanta. I'm north of Atlanta, not exactly in Atlanta. You know, forget everybody out there hating on Atlanta, man. Talking all that junk, man. Come down here and see for yourself, man. And have some fun, man. See what's going on. We got some news today, man. We're going to get into the Yes Jules and Kanye debacle. It looks like Yes Jules has had enough and fed up with the industry garbage that goes on behind the scenes. So she's talking about airing everything out. She made some tweets and whatever you call it off of X, but she made some posts on X airing out the dirty laundry that's going on within the Yeezy camp. Next, we have a TikTok ban. The House of Representatives has passed a bill to ban TikTok. They're working on it. That bill is not specifically to ban TikTok, but it can lead up to it. So we're going to look into that. We also got an update on the Flint water situation. We still dealing with that, y'all. But it looks like the courts is fed up. The courts is holding the city in contempt. They're supposed to meet certain deadlines. Didn't meet it, but we're going to look off into that, y'all. Y'all already know what it is, man. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. You hit the bell notification when we post something, man. Y'all know what's going on. You know what I mean? This is me. I'm here bringing y'all some more content. You know what I mean? Also, if you want to get in touch with WFLNT Radio, hit the hotline, 810-553-6592. That's 810-553-6592. You can also shoot us an email if you have any concerns or a certain topic you want us to look into. Shoot us that email at MrSlate810. That's MrSlate810@gmail.com, all one word. You know what I mean? So reach out to us, man. We thank y'all for being here. So let's go ahead and get off into this news, man. Also, man, y'all donate. If you want to donate, I appreciate it. Whatever you can spare, you know what I mean? I'm going to strictly use it for the actual show. I'm not going to go shopping. I'm not going to, you know, do all that stuff because I don't need your money to do that. I want to make the show better. I want to get more software, you know, just do things, you know what I mean? And then, hell, you know, we might give out some prizes and stuff like that for thanks. So if you can donate, it'd be greatly appreciated. Like I said, it'll strictly go to the show. You won't see me going around on YouTube and everything just flashing money that y'all done sent me. So, yeah, man, let's get into the news. All right, what we got first here, we're going to look into the Yes Jules and Yeezy debacle. Kanye West, man, he always got something going on. I don't think there's a month that go by where he's not in the news for something. You know what I mean? So Yes Jules, she was inside the Yeezy camp. It looks as though that she was fired. Complex reported this on March 13th, which was yesterday. The heading says, Yes Jules respond after being fired by Kanye. She stated, and I quote, "Fuck an NDA, sue me." So you know what that means. NDA is pretty much something, non-disclosure agreement. So if you hire somebody, let's just say if you, some type of artist, okay, and you making all this money, you got all this stuff going on, and you might be into some, you know, weird stuff, or you just like your privacy. But you're going to need assistance. You're going to need people to do your makeup, people to cut your hair, people to get your clothes, people to run and get the food. Like, there's a lot of people around these people that they have to employ. In order for them to do that, they have to sign what is called an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. Now, what that does is protect them. Okay, so if, say, for instance, they go off and start working for somebody else, and then all of a sudden they show up on TMZ airing out all your business, you know what I mean? Then they sign that disclosure, then you can go after them and sue them and, you know, take it from there. But it looks like she don't give a damn about it. So we're going to go to read on. This was posted by Zach Dion out of Complex, y'all. let me see what she look like, man. Kanye be having some weird people around him, yo. He weird himself, but I don't know. Just looking at her, you know, you can't just go off of looks, but yeah, you should have known, like, she was going to try to fire back. So let's check it out, man. This is Complex News. We are going to go ahead and read through the article a little bit and see if we can get a better understanding of what's going on here. Shout out to Kanye West. Yes, Jules has got him on the edge of the seat, I bet. All right, so Yes Jules has shared her correspondence with an email reportedly from Milo, who is now reconsidering her firing. All right, so I quote, Ye, this is from Milo to Yes Jules. Ye and I have been listening to your current Twitter spaces. We are willing to meet and reconsider next step and your future with YZY and as a contractor, he wrote. Jules replied, as soon as Yeezy is free of pedophilic, sexist, homophobic, racist, I will be more than happy to speak to Ye directly about being a part of the team. So it looks like she's not happy with some of the things she may have saw around the camp, per se. And after she got fired, she's, I guess to get back at him, she's just going to go ahead and everything out, you know what I mean? But there's somebody shot Milo a message, okay? This is Juliana, whoever that is. So Juliana is Jess, Yes, Jules. She said, obviously, this means you'd need to quit or be fired. Okay. Respectfully, Juliana Goddard, founder and CEO of 1AM Creative .com. Yeah, man. So this is a little sticky. I don't know what's gonna happen with you, Ye, but it looked like she ready to air some stuff out. On the original story, we'll just read through a little bit. I'm trying to find something juicy here, because that's pretty much the gist of it. All right, so who is this talking right here? Let's see what this is. All right, Ye is up against the system. Yes, Jules began an epic string of tweets, having the discussion with fans in an open forum setting was unconventional. But I allowed for inclusivity and open visibility for an entire fan base to opt in, give feedback, be heard, connect with one another, and combine efforts, which is what I feel is needed for Ye to stay on top of these next two runs. I was also given a specific direction to rally the fans. Let them each lead their own chapters, activate within their locations, etc. This was my way of doing so. I am not a conventional woman, and this is why I worked at the company I worked at in the first place. The 34-year-old went to address, among many other things, Milo Yiannopoulos, the alt-right figure and Yeezy chief of staff, whom she called Milo pedophilist. So she got some dirt. It sounds like she got some dirt. She really just ain't really put it out there yet. But if they keep poking at her, she gonna drop some stuff. I'm gonna put the link in the description, y'all. Y'all can go look at that Complex News and read through the whole thing. But yeah, it looks like she got fired for whatever reason, and she says she's not keeping her mouth shut, pretty much. So they felt threatened, I would presume. And they they just decided to, hey, we'll bring you back. You know what I mean? And she just said, hey, I'm not coming back unless you guys change all the weird crap and bull stuff you're doing around there. Then I'll come back. Oh, boy. Kanye, man. When you gonna learn, brother? When you gonna learn, man? It's crazy. But it's all good, though. Shout outs to Kanye West, man. Shout out to Yes Jules, man. I hope they work everything out. You know, Jules go her way and Ye go his way. You know what I mean? Look like she's doing pretty good. Look like she got a good head on her shoulders and she can find another job with ease. So hopefully they can straighten out stuff and she don't air out something that he don't want to, because I can imagine the feeling that you're sitting and somebody got some dirt on you and they threatening to throw it out on you. Oh, my goodness. I can only imagine. All right. TikTok finna get banned, y'all. They trying to ban TikTok in the U.S. House of Representatives feel that TikTok is a threat to national security due to the fact that the TikTok parent company is a China-based company. So their fear on this is that the Chinese government can subpoena information from TikTok and get information about people in the U.S. or what the U.S. is up to. And they just don't like it. They just don't like it. So CNN Politics posted a article on this. This was updated 1:22 a.m. actually this morning. Let's go ahead and read through a little bit, and so we can see how you TikTok junkies gonna wind up in the next few days, in the next couple months, rather. All right, so let's check it out, man. A bill could ban TikTok across the U.S. Here's what to know about today's House vote and the app's future. The House of Representatives voted Wednesday to pass a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban against TikTok, one of the world's most popular social media apps. It is not yet clear what the future of the bill will be in the Senate, but you know, here's what we need to know about the vote and what may happen to TikTok. So let's go around. They got a couple of bullet points. We're just going to read through a couple of them. Of course, I will put the description and the link in the description so you guys can go check it out and keep up to date on that there. So who voted for the bill? The House vote was 352-65 with a 50 Democrats and a 15 Republican voting in opposition. In a rare show of bipartisanship, the measure advanced unanimously out of the powerful House Energy and Commerce Committee. And President Joe Biden has said he would sign the bill if it makes it to his desk. Second bullet point, why the bill passed. Lawmakers support of the bill have argued TikTok possesses a national security threat because the Chinese government could use its intelligence laws against TikTok Chinese parent company ByteDance, forcing it to hand over the data of U.S. app users. What the legislation would do, the bill would prohibit TikTok from U.S. app stores unless the social media platform used by roughly 170 million Americans is spun off from ByteDance. ByteDance is the parent company. So pretty much if they leave ByteDance by a set date, they can continue on. But if they do not leave ByteDance, they're going to get banned. So that's pretty much where we're at. They got a couple of more bullet points. Go ahead and check it out. That is from CNN Politics. That was posted today at 1:22 a.m. by Antoinette Radford. So go check it out. Brian Fung and Editidi Sango from CNN. So y'all go check out that article, man, and stay up to date if you really care about TikTok, man. I don't really care about it. I do plan on getting on some social media platforms, but that's crazy. I mean, I've heard about that when I was on TikTok, that they was talking about banning it due to national security purposes. But hey, I guess they went ahead and went for it. You know, they want to get it out of here. Anything to do with China, they not having it. So that parent company, they may lose TikTok, or TikTok may lose the whole United States. I don't know. What would y'all do? All right, y'all. We got some news on the water crisis. But first, I have a clip to play. I have a clip to play of Eric Mays when he's confronting the representative that is responsible for keeping the grass cut around the city and fixing up these potholes that Flint, Michigan has all throughout the city. Man, it's like riding off roads. I know some cities that are bad, especially like in Louisiana. Oh, man, it feel like you on a damn off-road ride or something, man. It'll mess your car up, man. You can't go too fast. I was in a truck, but, yeah, you couldn't go too fast. But let's go ahead and pull this Flint water crisis situation up. But I'm going to play this clip of Eric Mays confronting that representative, and then we're going to go from there.
Might be trying to play to Miss Galloway, but you tell me and the citizens who responsible for all these holes in the street. You?
Yes.
Okay. So Rob Benzik, why aren't you fired?
Pardon me?
Why aren't you fired then?
Why am I not what?
Fired.
Fired?
Yeah, if you got $11 million worth of money and can't keep up with the restoration and you responsible, not the mayor, not this council, why ain't you fired?
Can I answer? Or
yeah, answer. Since you respond.
Can I answer or are you going to yell at me?
I'm going to do both. Answer.
Le silence est un luxe rare.
Crazy.
Thank you. So the reason why the restoration isn't completed is because, first of all, we don't have these resolutions passed. We don't have them through council yet.
Why didn't you bring them in January?
Because we didn't have it out for bid.
Well, why didn't you put it out for bid? Who controls that?
Because we didn't put it out for bid.
Okay, who didn't put it out? Steve Branch, you, the mayor, me? Who didn't put it out?
Well, it's collectively a group of people.
Okay, I ain't in that group. But let me tell you something. It's just like the grass cutting. We got weeds high on the corner of Russell and Martin Luther King. Go look at that. Who over that department? You?
Mr. Mays, we've
who's over that department? That's a non-responsive
Mr.
answer.
Mr. Mays, I'm asking that you would not.
18 days of rain since January.
Okay, I just asked a question. Who's
and
over that?
And I just gave you an answer.
Okay. Oh boy!
You can holler too. Let me do this, Ms. Galloway. Go ahead, holler and tell me. I asked a simple question. Who over the grass cutting department? You?
I am.
Who over the restoration? You?
I am.
Okay, so since you want to try to get me towed and the buck stops with you, when it stopped with Dane Wallen and Howard Croft is being prosecuted. Now, if I pull out there in the right of way and I get hit by a car because I can't see this high grass, it's on you.
He on him.
Le silence est un luxe rare.
Y'all brought 5 lawnmower contracts to us months ago. We approved them. Grass ain't cut. Y'all brought $11 million worth of restoration, and stuff ain't being repaired. So you want to play a game with Miss Galloway, but really the buck stopped with you. So you responsible for high grass. You responsible for not fixing them streets. What can we do to help you? Approve some more money?
Shout out to Eric Mays, man. RIP. Eric Mays, man. That dude was amazing, man. I know he wasn't the easiest to work with. A lot of the council members, you know, didn't care too much for him. But he got stuff done, man. He pressed them and pressed them and pressed them to get stuff done. And that was just one of the examples. You know, there's many other examples. Yeah, he turned that place upside down and he's gone now. RIP to Eric Mays, man. We thank you for everything, man. We thank you for everything. I'm going to keep shouting you out and I'm going to keep putting your little clips up, man, to keep it alive, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, y'all welcome back. And let's get on to the Flint water crisis situation, man. Let's pull it on up and see what we got going on here, because this has been going on for eons and eons, man. So what they're gonna do, I don't know, but I know the federal government is getting fed up. They want answers, which they should have been had answers, and things should have been taken care of. So this article is on USA Today. This was published at 8:10 p.m. March 13th. By Paul Egan, U.S. Today reporter. All right, so let's look at this. All right, so the header is federal judge finds Flint, Michigan in contempt for missing waterline replacement deadline. So they're supposed to be replacing water lines and everything, and the deadline passed, and it's not finished. So the judge is holding them in contempt. So let's read on. Lansing, Michigan, a federal judge has found the city of Flint in contempt of court for missing deadlines for lead water lines replacements and related work in the aftermath of the Michigan City's water crisis. U.S. District Judge David Lawson found the city in civil contempt for violating a February 2023 court order. The order arose from a 2017 settlement of the lawsuit under which the city pledged to replace lead pipes that carry drinking water. The city had agreed to replace the pipes by early 2020, but still has not completed that work. According to a news release Wednesday from the Natural Resource Defense Council, also homeowners are waiting in some cases for years for the city to repair property damage such as damaged curbs, sidewalks, and lawns caused by the lead line replacement, the NRDC said. So, yeah, man. Federal court ain't playing around with them, man. They need to get this done. They need to get it done so you guys can go and read more up on it. They have a photo of a guy here, actually, man. Let me see if I can pull this up for y'all. He's showing his skin, man. It's people, you know what I'm saying? You got water. Like, look at this, man. This is ridiculous, man. And this is in our city. This is in an American city, man. So let's see if I can pull this up for y'all right quick. Boom. I hope y'all can see this picture. You know what I mean? I'm going to check it if y'all can't see it. But take a look. All right, so this is the bottled water. Look at that. Look at all that water. This is what they're dealing with. Look at my man right there. Ice Mountain. At least they give him good water. Look at that stuff on that baby face, man. You know what I mean? Like, and they just letting it drag on. Just letting it drag on, letting it drag on, letting it drag on. Y'all got the money to fix it. Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all just dragging ass, in my opinion. It's been way too damn long, man. This should be some type of something, some type of progress, some type of something somewhere. There's people still walking around with sores and babies getting sick, all because y'all want to sit on your butts and not do nothing. Then you get upset when somebody call you out on it, you know? So definitely stay up on them, man. Shout outs to Flint, man. We prayers up for y'all, man. The city is getting better, you know what I mean? In my opinion, I like the way it's looking, you know, especially downtown. You can go downtown and relax. I always stay at that hotel downtown. I forgot the name of it, but it's right catty corner from the Fox Theater, I think. It's a brand new hotel. It's pretty nice. So if you got family in Flint, you ever go to Flint, man, check out that hotel, man. I'll get the name of it, maybe shout it out on the next show. But yeah, man, this is it, man. That's all I got for y'all, man. Yeah, hit the like button, subscribe, man. You know what I mean? You can donate Cash App. You can donate through PayPal. Just hit me up, you know what I mean? And I appreciate any donations. The donations will be strictly used for the show. I promise I'm not going shopping and all that with it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do none of that. I ain't going to do none of that. You know what I mean? Come on now. Hit that like button, subscribe. Thank y'all for tuning in to WFLNT Radio Channel 810.5 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Mr. Slate, and we out of here. Love y'all, man.
Le silence est un luxe rare.